Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
Our guest today has joined us in the past, but we had to have her back. And the reason is she's got a top-selling book called Dream Bigger, Live Better. She's a true success story. But today I want to talk to her from a more of an inspirational point to all our entrepreneurs, including myself, because our guest, Donna Palm, has, we'll tell her the story a little bit, but just to give you background, she started and had gone through her career, but at one point was a single mom, homeless, lived in her car, and turned her whole life around into this huge success. And so, Donna, I hope you don't mind me sharing the story, but we all want to learn a little bit from you and what inspired you. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Anytime anyone can learn from my life experience and it can save other people's steps, I'm happy to share.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to do it and inspire a lot of people to get up and become entrepreneurs and those that are having struggling businesses to keep going. But, you know, you were as you said, you were homeless, you're living in your car, you're a single mom. You then created a blueprint or a path of success for yourself, which is what you talk about in your book. But what was the aha moment that got you to pick the path you did?
The aha moment, well, there were several aha moments in my life, but the most recent aha moment that would have created what I have now would have been, I had just recently gotten divorced. I was a single mom at the time with two kids, and I just got to the point where something in me snapped. I was so tired of living my life in drudgery and living a life I was not happy with. And something just snapped at me, and I said, you know what? I'm going to do something different. I'm going to change my life. And I actually sat down and wrote a plan. And that's where it came out of. I did an inventory of where I was, and then I made a dream, basically list blueprint of where I wanted to be and what I wanted to accomplish. And I did some research and followed it, and here I am.
But let me interrupt you there. You took an inventory where you're at. You're divorced, and I'm sorry, but being blunt, you're divorced. You went through a stage of being homeless. You know, you're broke. I mean, if I did that inventory list, I'd look at my life and I'd get depressed. And so, how do you then go? Well, I want to go from that to a huge success and live the life I deserve, the one I'm dreaming of. How do you come up with that without it depressing you and without fear getting in the way?
Well, it is depressing in a way, and I guess it almost gets to the point where you're so depressed, it's like, I'm not going to live the rest of my life like this. Maybe I actually hit bottom, like some people hit bottom, you know, in different areas of life, but for me, it was just, I was not going to waste the rest of my life living this way, and one of my dreams was to move to a warmer climate, and I decided most people wait until they retire to move to the warmer climate, and I sat there and thought, I'm not going to wait another 20, 30 years to move to a warmer climate, so that's where I started. Finally, I guess I hit bottom and said, that's it. I want a better life for my children. And
okay,
I don't want my children to live like this.
Why real estate?
Actually, the real reason I chose real estate at the time is I love to invest in properties, and I love doing rehabs and flipping properties. So the reason I originally chose real estate is when I moved across the country, I couldn't stay a union electrician because it's a very structured job with hours. And my children were very, very young, so I needed a flexible career. And honestly, the quickest career I could do was to get my real estate license, and it was flexible to be able to, you know, work with my children as far as school and as far as if they were sick, I could stay home with them or I could even take them to work with me. So that's honestly how it started. I actually went into a job that not only did I enjoy, but I found something, a career that was flexible that would fit my needs, which was very important at the time being a single mom.
Yeah, understood. And so, you know, you decide to become a realtor, but let's face it, there's a lot of people that are realtors. There's a, I don't know what the percentage, but a huge number of them. We all seem to know a number of, well, the realtors and lawyers. We all seem to know a lot of them. But,
yeah.
But what, you know, but you excelled in your career and went further, eventually bought a RE/MAX franchise, eventually two of them. You know, how do you go from saying, you know what, I need the quick job with flexibility to getting on this path of huge success? How did you excel above everybody?
What you put out is what you get back. If you really care about people and you're honest and sincere, that is what you'll receive back. And as you said, in some of these careers, that's not what happens, unfortunately, in certain careers. Different people handle these careers in different ways. And I always believe that if you go out there and you work hard and you actually go out there and get customers and talk to people and be sincere and honest, that will all come back to you. And almost all my customers are repeat business or referrals from other customers, and that to me is a huge compliment, absolutely huge compliment, because if they didn't believe in me, they wouldn't come back and they wouldn't send all their friends.
Well, you know, often we say it here on the show is become a consumer advocate or your customer's advocate. If you are sincere and you put them first, you service them, take care of them, it does. It brings you repeat business. They stay loyal to you. And that's how I've built my career. There's very few people in all my years of business that I couldn't call today and to get a contract with. I mean, I've just got relationships with people that go that far back.
Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful feeling, isn't it? When you protect your customers and take good care of your customers, they'll take care of you.
That's great advice. That's great. So, okay, so then you go and you build up this real estate empire because you really did. Mm-hmm. You wound up owning a franchise. You owned a second one. I mean, that's mind-boggling. I don't think most people do that. That's puts you at the top of your field. And you just went on to be a huge success. Just talk to us a little bit about it. I mean, I know you've written a book on the subject now, and that's more to share your story with people and help them?
It is. What happened, actually, the book came out of so many people asked me how I did it, I got tired of trying to repeat the story, so I just decided to write it down.
Okay,
and
let me ask you.
People liked it, and it helped a lot of other people. So,
what do you think your biggest obstacle was? You're setting out to do this. I know you started at rock bottom there. What was the biggest challenge you faced?
Well, the funny thing is I think what most people would have thought was my biggest obstacle was being a single mother and trying to change my life. You know, obviously being a single mother with two little kids is very intensive. But I think the biggest obstacle for me, if I have to be honest, was believing in myself. And I think a lot of people are in that situation. If you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to, you know, have the guts to get up and follow your dreams and do it. So I think for me, my biggest obstacle was actually believing in myself. And when I finally started believing in myself and taking those chances and actually being willing to fail and take a chance, that's when everything changed. That's when the tide turned.
Okay. So how did you get that strength that in that belief in yourself? You know, obviously all of us have fears. What got you to make that change?
It was actually a multitude of things. I had attended some seminars and some very inspirational seminars, and there's quite a few different ones out there that people can just look up and research. And that actually gave me some stimulation to go ahead and follow my dream. But the other thing is being a single mother with two young children, I'm looking in my children's eyes, and I'm thinking, I don't want them to live like this. I want them to live their dreams, and I want to be, you know, role model for them. I want to show them, you know, that you don't have to sit here and live a drudgery life. And I don't want them to live a drudgery life. And I think that was another big inspiration with my children.
Interesting. So that gave you the drive. You set out the blueprint. And today, you know, you've written a book on it that we've talked about on previous episodes, which I think is amazing. You know, dream bigger, live better. And you truly did that. You set out to live really all your dreams. You've talked about moving. And was it really part of your plan to be as successful as you are financially? Or was that just by accident, just one of the perks? Or was that part of the plan?
Well, I wanted to be successful enough to be able to pay the bills, obviously. But no, it actually became more successful. It kind of took on a life of its own. And when it took on a life of its own, it was all where I was coming from. It was all believing in myself, being willing to take the chance, and being willing to fail. And as I failed, I learned. And that's why I wrote the book. So hopefully if other people fail, they won't have to fail as often as I did in order to be successful.
I'll take away more than that is you don't give up on yourself, because we all do fail. I've had my failures. Please, we could go on. We couldn't cover them all in 10 minutes. But with each one, I've been able to overcome it. And it is hard sometimes to find that strength to get back up and get on the horse, as they say. And so, you know, so we've talked about the biggest obstacle for you. What's the biggest tip you could give us? Is there a particular book you read, a particular app you use, something you do every day? What's the biggest tip you could give to help our listeners?
Be very tenacious, believe in yourself, and don't be afraid to fail, because you have to get off your butt and get started. And most people don't get started because they're afraid of failure, but failure is actually education. Failure is where you learn. And if you don't fail enough, you won't be a success.
I agree with you. And I remember once going through where I was depressed. I had gone through a tough time. I had a business deal go bad, and I'm in bed. And all I could think to myself is, you know, I don't even want to get out of bed. And then I realized no one's going to call me and say, guess what, here's a contract. You're going to have to get up and go make phone calls. And so being tenacious, I agree with you. And sometimes you need to have it verbalized. So I want to invite our listeners to check out Donna's website, DonnaPalm.com. Check out her book. Donna, thank you for joining us. I'm David Pollack, the 10-Minute Marketer.